Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most business people and investors are aware of opportunity zones, which were created by the 2017 tax law to encourage investment into underserved areas in exchange for tax breaks. Much has been happening over the past year, and our next guest says much more can still happen before the incentive period runs out at the end of this year. Bob Nachman is a wealth manager with Nachman, Norwood, and Parrott. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Bob, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, let's go over this whole definition of opportunity zones for those of our listeners not familiar with this topic.
The zones are or were nominated by each state, generally the governors, with recommendations from around the state, and are certified by the Secretary of the Treasury. These zones had to meet certain criteria, which in particular were that they are low-income communities or tracts of land that are contiguous to low-income communities. And there's about 8,700 that have received the Qualified Opportunity Zone designation.
What did the Tax Act want to happen in these opportunity zones?
I think that's a good question. They clearly want investment in these areas, and there are some requirements if you were to buy property in an opportunity zone. Obviously, I think that's where the catch-22 will be, or could be, is the obvious goal is to improve these low-income communities, which preferably would be for the residents in those communities. But obviously, as you improve an area, it very well could further some of the gentrification that already is happening in some of these areas.
What exactly are the tax breaks? What is the incentive to make these investments into these areas?
The basic tax incentive is for a taxpayer who has a realized capital gain from most any taxable transactions. This includes the sale of a business or a publicly held stock, etc. If you take that gain, some or all of that gain, and you invest that money in a qualified fund, there will be funds that are created to invest in opportunity zones. You invest that money within 180 days of realizing the gain, you can get a set of benefits. If you hold it, let's assume, for 7 years, that original tax gets a cost basis adjustment, 15% discount on the original gain, or an 85% cost basis adjustment. However, assuming that the fund you invest in makes money over a period of time, which you would expect it to if it's a good one, the appreciation in that fund, if you hold it for at least 10 years, you have a 0% tax on any of the appreciation.
Since this has been in place now for going on 2 years, what have you seen in activity in these opportunity zone funds? Are there a lot of investors putting money into these? There are a lot of these funds that are out there investing into these communities?
Even though this act was created in 2017, the IRS really didn't come out with the bulk of the regulations on this till probably the latter half of 2018. So the real activity probably began late 2018 in the first part of 2019. I would say a lot of activity has happened in the past 6 months, and there will be a mad rush of activity you would expect prior to 12/31/19. Even though the end of the year is a target date, it is not a final opportunity. It's just if you wanted to have the full capital gain discount, you would need to be in by the end of this year. Money can still be raised and will be raised after 2019. You just won't get the maximum of the benefits.
And how does an investor go about investing into an opportunity zone fund? Do they just call their local stockbroker or financial advisor?
I think that's the tough part, and I think that's the part to be very careful about. It needs to make sense with your complete financial plan. I would say real estate companies are a place to contact in your community or regionally or nationally is probably your first bet.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for the information and for your time today.
It's been our pleasure.
Bob Nachman is a wealth manager with Nachman, Norwood, and Parrott, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.